Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, people? Happy Sunday. Today is Sunday, December the 8th, and this is Stacy Johnson, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Sunday. And today we're talking about the beloved Nelson Mandela while I'm sitting here chilling on a Sunday listening to the Carpenters. You know, to me, that's real music. That's the music I was raised on, love music. It may have sound corny as hell, but you know what? This music got me through 49 years. You feel me? And so when we just put that old ghetto music in our kids' ears and we don't teach them something more substantial in the way of music, we do our kids a disservice. That's why I don't really like Russell Simmons. I don't really like him. Between him and Reagan, Black America thought it was real cool to look like shit and to act like ignorant fools. And that's not who my parents raised me to be. That's not who I raised my kids to be, although that's who they thought they were going to be. But you know what? Everything is everything. And so today we're going to talk about something that I feel in America we need to, you know, Black people don't do nothing but stupid stuff. You know, okay, Million Man March. Where'd you go? Down to the liquor store? Because I don't remember much happening after that. You feel me? So Black people, we need to organize. And I'm so happy that I'm young and strong in this point of time in America. And God puts you where he needs to put you, and where you're at is where he expects you to do your best work. You don't need to go nowhere. You don't need to have nothing more than you have right now in order to God, for God to bring you up to a level where you can see above bullshit. That's the goal of every man in God's eyes. Can they wake up and look above the bullshit? Okay, listen to this music, though. If you listen to stuff like that, you feel me? Instead of making fun of white people, I love white people. My kids say, you like that, you like them, they're white. You know, because your mind is young, and I'm going to teach you. Because everybody you run up to, if I just hated white people because they were white, I'd be as ignorant as the racist. I'll give you enough rope to hang yourself. But I'm not going to allow my beauty to remain in your presence once you have hung yourself. You know, you see somebody, that little typical little attitude they got towards you. You know if that's a man that looks at you like the end. It's like a client said to me. And to this day, he don't get no love on a price. Oh, well, Stacy, if you just need the money, tell me. Well, you need the service I'm providing, so you don't have to get it. You know, what am I? Is this slavery? Am I supposed to be happy to do your shit? Oh, I'm supposed to do it for free? This ain't 1864, and I was born in 1964. You feel me? So, no, everybody you run up to ain't a racist. But you know what? In this country, we have a lot of them. And unfortunately, they're running rampant in our government. And I look at the life of Mr. Nelson Mandela and what he lived for and he sat in prison for. He didn't sit in prison because he was trying to run some crack cocaine. He sat in prison to honor who he was as a man and his thoughts and his belief in God. And we over here calling him a terrorist because he's trying to lead a nation where 90% of the people in that country were of Black African descent. And so like me, yeah, I'll sit in jail for 30 years if you think 10% of y'all is going to come over here and tell me and my people who to be and how to act. Yeah, thank God for Nelson Mandela. Where is the American Nelson Mandela? So we're going to talk about what he did in his short years as president of that country. You know, our president's so tied up in a nation of bullshit and a system of bullshit, he can't even talk about being Black. And he's nervous, and five niggas got to look over his speech before he does it. We got to have a comedy show to really say what the president really feels. Thank you, Key and Peele. God damn. You know, this is a fucked-up-ass country, and it ain't going to get no better if Black people don't wake their asses up. And nobody say, pick up a gun. That's what white people do. Pick up a gun. We don't need no fucking gun, okay? Because we have God on our side, always and forever. So let the white people have a gun. Take them motherfuckers, shoot yourselves up. You got more than we do. And trust me, if a brother needs to get one, he can get one. Okay? So, we ain't talking about that ignorant shit. That's all you know. I'm coming to a generation of people that know that their mind can take them much farther than anything on the outside could ever. And so, we talking about Nelson Mandela. See, that man's dead now, but his spirit lives on. And now his spirit was contained within his body. Now his spirit can go out there in the world, because that's how I believe. That's how God made us. We are spirits. We not people with bodies walking around. And the spirit of everybody that loves me is on my back helping me succeed. And if you don't wake your ass up to that realization, you're going to die just like every poor, broke, ignorant Negro that ever walked the face of America. The black man, I can't never do nothing. No, because you need to expand your mind to how God has made you. We all confused in this country. So, let's go back to Nelson Mandela, because that was and we had to make him a terrorist until his 90th birthday, because if black people in America woke up to what that man actually made his own country do once he was a president, you thought, well, damn, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with the black Americans? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with the people that call themselves black leaders? What's wrong with you? You too busy trying to be fucking cute while the rest of us are dying here. That's bullshit. Okay? And it's all bullshit. I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock. And I will never wake up at 3 unless it's time to go to work. But it wasn't time to go to work. But God woke me up, and I watched Moyers and Company. And I know it must be a good show, because my boy Jon Stewart is on there, and that's the man. Okay? I'm like, oh, you part of this shit? Oh, I better watch it all the time. Okay, watching This City or whatever that book was to do with. But you know what? You go to, see, that's why they don't want you to know government. And see, and where I'm coming from with Black History every Wednesday, we need to teach our people the ins and outs of what government really. It ain't just about fucking going up there and voting for somebody. When these crooks get in there, they don't do nothing but serve their own asses, because they know, nobody even know what the word lobby means, because we never really use it in America very much, because it's synonymous with bribery and bullshit and white people taking advantage of the power that they fucking have in this country. Lobby. So I asked, hey, how can a sister get hooked up? Get in the Senate, get in the House, then leave there, go work for people that you just wrote laws for. See, you writing the laws for them before your ass is even out of there. So they know when you get out, you got a good-ass job with a bonus. Because you wrote a fucking law. You came to America. You got the power here in America. You got that much fucking power that your job will let you write a fucking law to benefit your goddamn friends. That's the lobby. That's the Senate. That's the House. That's the fucking government we live under. But you know what? What you gonna do? All they gonna do is come kill you as soon as you find out and tell everybody, right? That's what they fucking do. You can't kill everybody that knows that the power to do whatever they need to do ain't with you, because you crooked as hell, and God don't back nothing crooked for long. Only the things of God last, people. Money don't last. God gives you the ability to make it or lose it or get it and use it for fucked up purposes, but whatever you do for God is what's going to last. And people ain't doing that for God, Christian nation, founding fathers. That's a bunch of bullshit. Go look at the bank accounts of them motherfuckers before and after they was in the House and the Senate. They went like me from $20 to $20 million. And some of them didn't take but a couple of fucking years. This country can kiss my black ass. Okay? Okay? Somebody better wake up besides me, and I ain't got no money, and I'm waking up. What's all y'all with money? What you gonna do? You up they ass too? You can't. I know Oprah can't do shit. Or else she should have done something. Anybody that can do something by now should have done something. And what I'm talking about is what Malcolm X was talking about. Not shooting people, okay? Don't come over here. I got kids and a grandson. Ain't nobody trying to die for this shit, okay? I'm trying to educate black people, because all of that shit is what white people do. We didn't have the guns in Africa when they brought us on the shit. That's the only way they kept our asses on there, because they had the fire stick. If them motherfuckers did not have the fire stick, it'd be like a rumble in the jungle and everybody black still be in Africa. Celebrating, jumping around, hopping around Nelson Mandela's house today. No, they had the fire stick. They can have it. They can keep it. I got the fire of the brain, of the mind. What they had, they used against you for 400 goddamn years. But God's people, God, this country is God. Don't claim them a Christian nation and you're going to act like the devil.
God's going to claim what you say. God is going to make you prove what you say you are, Christian nation. So guess what? All you got to, oh, this is my phone right here. Hold on. See, I'll probably get sued. But you know what? The Carpenter's music, every child need to be listening to this. Because this is real music. This music can get you through your whole life. This is for my grandson. This is my grandson's song. He don't even know it. You feel me? That I can call my own. Only got one grandson, so it's all good. To come to my side when I am all alone. That's Jesus, actually, but I like to think Eli is that important. Okay, let's go back to Nelson Mandela. That's the Carpenters. A whole new world has opened for you, okay, when you learn how to use your mind, because that's where it all is. That's it. That's what they used to sing about back in the day. A whole lot of people have songs about you better use your mind. Oh, we sitting there thinking it's something sexy and good. Why we broke? No. Use your mind. That's what God gave it to you for. For good. For good. If you plan anything in your mind for good and you keep that plan, God's going to make that happen. And then in your off time, listen to music like this. Fill your heart with love, and the more you feel love, the more you can connect with God, because God is only love. So don't try to connect with God and get something good if you bad. You feel me? That's why I could have a relationship with my baby daddy, my ex-husband. I don't care, because it ain't about you. It's about me and my relationship with God, because I know if my relationship with God is right, I'll have everything, and you be sitting there looking stupid. She sure still look good. Mm-hmm. Because God is good, okay? My kids are good. They come from good. We was all good. When everybody thought they was good leaving us, guess what? God never left. So, single mother, handle your business. Don't worry about them drippy dick out there in the street. Handle your children. Your purpose, once you have a child until he's 18, whether he kicks your ass or not, it's your job to handle that business. Because if you do, you be sitting here like me, looking good. 49 years old, and all the babies is grown, handle their own business. Because I didn't kiss their ass. They was not my friends. They were my children that I had an obligation to teach something to. So if I happen to drop off the face of the earth today, like my parents did before I was even 16, I knew what the hell to do. All my life, you will be my own. You feel me? That's what you sing to God every morning. He'll answer back. He's like, oh, really? Because, you know, I don't make a man knock on the door, but when you knock, I shall open that bad boy. Ask Tracy Jackson. All right, Nelson Mandela. Okay, so truth and Let me turn this down. Truth and Reconciliation Commission, basically. You know, when Nelson Mandela became president, in a nutshell, he said, you know what, there's been so much hurt in my country where 90% of us now, you really trying to put a mojo on me. Because there's 90% of us and the 10% of you, and you've been telling us what to do, how to talk, where to live, and we've been doing it all like shit. And so what I think as president, like any good president, first black president, there's a lot of things that's going on here. That's why Reagan and nobody else wanted us to know what Mandela was doing, because we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission in America. He basically said, look, all of these injustices have been happening for all of these years, and I'm going to get everybody together, not to prosecute anybody or anything like that, like the Nuremberg trials. We just want to help the country heal and to bring about reconciliation. And I'm getting this from Britannica's, okay, because I had to do it quick. Okay, by uncovering truth about human rights violations, for one, and that occurred during that period of apartheid. Okay, apartheid, by definition, is apartness. What's that sound like here in our country? Jim Crow, segregation, you can name it. Oh, that's my phone. I love music. You can name it whatever you want, but basically Nelson Mandela said, we got to do something about this to help bring, to heal the country, bring the people together. I mean, we've been, you know, free for many, many years now, and we are not healed, and everybody knows that. And the problem here in this country is so we're so afraid to talk about our apartheid, you see. But I think it's the responsibility of the victim, like Mr. Mandela. It's the responsibility of the victim, like the Jews. It's the responsibility of the victim, like Black America, to say, you're not going to forget this. I'm not going to let you forget this. And part of his commission
Okay, he involved, it was a mandate. Okay, the mandate of the commission is that it had to have public input. So how many generations, if we did the same thing, how many generations of us can go up and say, you know what? Okay, everybody knows it's not our imagination that all the majority, you know, and I can take some black history and show you, you know what? Jim Crow specifically was to imprison us, so you'd have to slave labor during the harvest time. We have this on paperwork. We got the paperwork. But no, we too chicken in this country. And Stacy in California can't do it, but you know what? Senator Blackity Black Black and Senator S. Blackity Black Black Blacker that's been there forever. Oh, your face looking all drawn down because you know you're there and you ain't doing what the hell you supposed to do. In my opinion, now that I'm older, you know, I'll be 49 in December. My opinion, you know, Jesse Jackson, you handed that goddamn ball. Somehow they handed your ass the ball. What'd you do? Finagle with Sharpton and the drug dealers and all that shit. And they was, so quote, protecting the neighborhood by running drug deals and making it the Crips and the Bloods and all that shit came to be, and it never worked. So no surprise you back in the background somewhere. The shit was handed off to you. You know what I'm saying? As far as black America. So we like, okay, well, shit, we no more football. Okay, the nigga dropped the ball, set it on fire, put it in a shredder. So there goes the game. No more games for black America. Your game's over. So let's just make everything cute. Let's give you a couple of basketball stars and a couple of music stars and shit and hope you be happy. No, hell no. That was never the intention of Martin Luther King, us to just be happy, just going to jail, and more bigger jails, and they all filled with my brothers and sisters. That's bullshit. So, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, maybe in my lifetime, that'd be a good thing that I would think President Obama could commission that shit as an executive order the day before he leaves and leave it on Hillary. I mean, technically he could. You know, yeah. You know what? I think it would hurt. You know, when we got people calling you liar and all this the crazy shit that's never happened in the history of America happens once we got a black president. You know what I'm saying? I think that would help. Y'all good at making commissions for bullshit. The Warren Commission will make one for this. At least it make people feel better for 20 more years. That's what Mandela did. He said, you know what? There's got to be a couple parts to this. Three committees. One is the Human Rights Violation Committee. Okay, so in our case, I guess it would be civil rights violations. You know, I got a couple of them myself. They can call me. Okay? The second one is the Reparations and Rehabilitation Committee. Now, isn't that something? Now, South Africa can give reparations. Why the hell can't America? And, you know, I can give you a whole laundry list of reasons why there should be reparations, and I can give you one just real easy, quick one. Every child of the ancestor of a slave gets a free college education, whether he wants it or not. And he could pass it on to a family member. Boom, reparation. Bam. And anybody that got outstanding student loans like me right here, baby, they wiped off. Because I'm sure you raped somebody in my family thousands of times as much as I owe this country. But at education, come on now, we can do whatever we want if we say we want, or else Nelson Mandela would have died in prison last week. Come on, give me a goddamn break here, people. I'm going to take a break anyway, because I can do that. Truth and reconciliation. Wouldn't that work so well? Why not? And if I could get five people to do anything but put on a goddamn hoodie the next time a black boy is killed, we can get a petition together and say, all we need is what, how many signatures? You know what, President Obama, this be good. And let's just act like we give a damn before you leave. No, correction. President Obama, act like you give a damn about black people before you leave. And you can not be scared no more because you only got a week left. How's that? You can go and hide like Bush. And do 10 times better. A million times better. We're going to take a break because I love everybody. I'm finna play Love Doctrine. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Sunday. Hey, and every Wednesday, Black History. Because no, we love Black History. You know why? Because nobody teaches us. And it's important to who we are. And again, you know, whatever makes sense to us don't ever make sense to other people. Do we ask the Jews to forget the Holocaust? Hell no. If you did, you'd be banned from everything you ever thought of. Okay? Do we ask anybody to forget anything? Other people they got put in prison, whatever, in World War II, they got reparations. You know, everything we think is normal. Oh, you're crazy. Because it would apply to benefit black people. Come on, President Obama. Truth? Come on, President, like my grandson said, the Obama. Come on, the Obama. Truth and Reconciliation Committee. Like, oh, you know, he influenced you so much. Well, why don't you do something like him? Only makes sense. We'd be back. Because I love everybody. I'm sending a play. Love, Doctor. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. And that's what I'm listening to right now.
Business Wednesday on Sunday, December the 8th, on a beautiful, beautiful, is it beautiful? I don't know.
Yep.
Blue skies in Camarillo. And, you know what? I just want to give thanks to God, the God that was smart enough, beautiful enough, wonderful enough, awesome enough to make me the last of my parents' children. And I love my parents, and, you know, I'm happy to say I got my website at least back up financially, and we working on it. It's going to be up to where people can see and links to all kind of stuff, and, you know, all you can do is what you can do. And I read some or got some of bootleg something that said, you know, anything good that's going to last, you can't rush it, you know. And the Association of African American Single Mothers, I've had in my heart since I was an African American single mother that had three children all on her own. But you know what? Because my parents taught me education was so, so, so important. It was no doubt that you're going to college. I don't care where you go, but you're going. And if my parents wouldn't have instilled that in me as a young mother, I mean, I think I was a mother 4 years after I was out of high school. So I had my Jessica, and I was 23, and I had 1 year to go in college. So it was even stronger for me at that point to say, yes, my daughter will be at my graduation, but she will be at my graduation, okay? And she has been at my graduation. I got a picture. The picture I have is me saying, Jesse, Mommy. No, I said, Jesse, we did it. And that's so important because college, going to college,
I think, even if it's community college. Well, first of all, it's fun because you learn things you want to learn. And second of all, you need it, especially now in our country. You're not going to get a job that's going to pay you anything. And you know what? We're so not educated. That's why I love the Black History part we're going to do every Wednesday, because it's important that we know how this country works. You know, if we know how these laws work, in my show when I was watching Moyers and Company last night, it's like they write these laws purposely. These crooks that we so-called elect write these laws purposely with loopholes in them. Then they go work for companies that they've actually written the laws for. They go work for those companies, and then they train and teach those companies how to operate within the loophole. So, yeah, I got a law against the shit that brought down the economy, but I worked inside that loophole that Senator Blankety Blank made sure was in that law before he came back and worked for us. How crooked of a nation do we live in? And this is day to day to day. The president knows it. That's why. Why do you think their hair goes gray? He knew it before he got in there, but see, what he thought he could do is do something about it. See, that's where our nation, you can't do anything about it because we're so uneducated. We don't even know that that's what's going on. You know, all we know is we're getting tickets for running red lights. We got to pay property tax. I got a ticket. Oh, you don't have insurance on the car, you ain't driving. But, okay, well, I'll get insurance. I got my insurance. Well, because you didn't have it, you still owe us $14. We got proof you got it now, but we still need our $14. And, okay, bully. You know, that's Caesar's world. That's the world of Caesar. You live in that shit, you don't get your shit right, boom. That's why the jails are full with my brothers and sisters, because we don't know the game. There's a game that is clear. There's a game called government. And Black people have always been on the outer edges of that fucking game. And we'll put some pawns in there. We'll throw a Sharpton on TV, even though the nigga can't not to read. We'll put him on there. We'll put Oprah out there. Look at how prosperous Black people are. See? Oprah can come up in America. Some dumb, stupid fool. So something about Oprah, racism lists, some shit. And I'm like, Oprah ain't even in the game. Oprah's on your side of the game. Oprah ain't on our side of the game. Come on. I didn't know there was your side and my side when I had my association and spending all every tax return, $2,400, $3,500, $6,000. On shit that it wasn't ever going to go nowhere because I wasn't part of the game. You just a part of the fluff, that bullshit. No, we don't really want to help Black people. Come on. You should have not smoked weed, not had a baby daddy. Then you could have been in government, found out about this shit, played the game, and got over like all the other Black people that are in here now. Come on, Johnson. Oh, well, my mom and daddy said, as long as I had an education, I might have to do twice as good, but I could still make it.
Your mom and daddy was wrong, maybe.
Well, kind of, but not really. Because I know what's real about all of that, and I know that everything inside of me is what makes things happen. And so my job now is to help my people. Come on, President Obama, and we're going to talk about it more on Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Black People Business Wednesday. It's going to be the Black History thing, and we're going to talk about Black history. But you know what? What about our Truth and Reconciliation Council? You could do it 5 minutes before you leave, President Obama. You know how they pardon people and shit. Pardon all the Negroes and give us one of those. We'll talk more about it. You know I love you. I love because that's all I know to do, because God loved me first and he just took care of me when nobody else would. So how can you not love? You know, I don't really care because God said you got to love even loveless, lovingless, all that shit if you want me to love you. And I said, oh, that's good. That'll work because you is my everything. So, have a good week. I'll see you on Wednesday. Know that I love you, and Black People Business Wednesday is every day. So handle your business. shit about what you don't know about. So knowledge is power. Keep listening.